You're listening to How To 20-something, the best podcast that helps both men and women navigate their 20s and learn how to adult across all aspects of their lives. We're going to focus on career, relationships, finances, fitness, nutrition, and all of the common challenges and obstacles a typical 20-something will face in this post-college life. I'm your host, Jess Diamond, and I am the CEO and founder of Jess Diamond Coaching, where I help young professionals get their shit together, gain their confidence, and own their life. No one prepares you for this adulting world, so allow me to help you feel like you are no longer a chicken running around with its head cut off and that you actually know what the hell is going on and what your next step to take is. Welcome to How To 20-something. Welcome back to another episode of How To 20-something, where today I'm going to be talking to you about quitting. You know the phrase, quitters never win and winners never quit? Well, I think that's true to some extent, but sometimes quitters are the winners, and that's what I'll be diving into today, because you can quit anything, and you can come up with the justification behind your reason for quitting. There are going to be times where giving up on something is far more beneficial for you than roughing it out or seeing it through to, I mean, not even the end, but the other side. I mean, think about it. We quit relationships, jobs, sports, hobbies, books, an old way of being or a habit. Essentially, you can choose to stop anything for any reason at any time. And that's what quitting is. It's a voluntary act of stopping or leaving something. And it's as negative as we've made it out to be. We're made to believe that quitting is a sign of failure or weakness, that we've given up and we're not strong enough to fight it out and overcome our own obstacles, and that we're failures for not continuing on. But have you ever thought that the reason behind why you're quitting is to put yourself first, prioritize your own sanity and well-being? Maybe some new goals you've set no longer support some of the actions you're taking, or it's time to remove yourself from a bad situation, including people. Don't get me wrong, I think there is great value in finishing something you've started, like a sports season or a course, for example, or talking it out with a friend to make amends and not end the friendship. But that's not what this episode is about. Because a lot of things in your adult life don't have certain seasons or end dates associated to them anymore. There's no more clear-cut finish line and decision to continue to pursue or not. A lot of adulting is an endless loop, making it harder to create your endings and new beginnings. So, this episode is about quitting and changing your relationship to quitting so you don't view it as negatively as I think our parents made us believe. Because there is a difference between quitting out of fear and quitting out of wisdom. When you quit something, when you remove it from your life, you are simultaneously opening up space for something new to come in. It's letting go of something or someone that no longer serves you or supports the life you're after, so your goals, and as a result, helps you open doors to better opportunities that you otherwise would not have gone after or experienced. I think quitting forces you to step up and change what was not working in your life and trade it in for the chance of something else to work out for you. The timing of this episode was inspired by two things. One was a topic in the book Barking Up the Wrong Tree, and the other was when I started planning this episode out, I was a few days shy of sending my resignation letter to the owners of my F45, which is one of the gyms I worked at for 3 years. Barking Up the Wrong Tree talks about the ways we're not thinking of success, with quitting being one of those things, and then further breaks down everything I just mentioned about quitting actually being a good thing. Leaving F45 was not an easy decision, but doing so allowed my schedule to be more open, my energy to be more happy because the manager was a nightmare to deal with, and as a result, I've signed new online clients, I've booked speaking engagements, I've had time to create my workshops, I felt less stressed, and felt all this weight on my shoulders be lifted. Stepping away from F45 meant stepping up in my own life and business because I no longer had extra income that I could rely on. It forced me to grow, and I did. And I will say that quitting that place was probably the best decision I could have made for myself. It definitely wasn't easy at first. I was, and still am, deeply afraid of the unknown. but it did shift into get me out of there. And I was counting down the days until I no longer had to put on that uniform and deal with the owners. But overall, I am proud to say I am a quitter. And you're going to quit your job too. In fact, you're going to quit many jobs throughout your life. But knowing why you're quitting and being at peace with your decision to quit is extremely important, while also knowing that you are going to feel a sense of guilt, especially if as your quit date gets closer and situations level out, you might think, oh, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I can stick it out. But please know that your feelings of guilt are normal, and they in no way mean you are making a mistake on your decision to let something go. But you do need to clarify an end date. Don't just quit whatever it is on the spot because while yes, you're making space for something new to come in, you still need a plan for what that new thing is going to be. It's where a lot of quitters don't win because they've opened up space but haven't thought about what's going to take its place. I'll use habits as an example. Let's say you want to quit the habit of scrolling on social media before bed. You're setting yourself up for failure if you think you can just put your phone on your nightstand and not fill that doom scroll time with something else, even if that something else is watching TV, although I highly recommend it be reading a book. It's going into this decision to quit something with the game plan of what else is going to be for you as a result of removing this other thing. Quitting F45, going back to that example, meant knowing how I was going to use my new time freedom, which consisted of planning out my workshops that I had at the end of April and the one that I have at the end of this month. Actually, I think by the time this episode comes out, it is this week, and it's for the parents of 20-somethings, and it's also using that time for networking. What I didn't do was just sit around and be like, okay, I left my schedule open. Now, universe, come fill it with new clients and speaking engagements. While I wish it were that easy, that's just not how life works. I have to work for those clients and speaking engagements by planning out how I am going to use my time, knowing my day is no longer being split in half by coaching a group fitness class. So pick your end date and make your plan. But I want to jump back to quitting out of fear versus wisdom because I think this is the difference between being confident and feeling good about your decision after the fact, or feeling regret and having the, oh shit, what did I just do moment. Quitting out of fear is more related to the negative side of quitting because you don't feel qualified or you're lacking confidence in your ability to see something through. Like trying to switch career paths and receiving a few rejections from jobs you've applied to in this new industry. So you decide that it's just not meant to be and you're giving up trying to pursue a different path for yourself and then you're regretting that decision later on that you gave up on pursuing that path. Quitting out of fear is giving up on something because of setbacks you've experienced or feelings of inadequacy when you let your imposter syndrome rule your decisions. When you feel like it's not for you, you're not good enough, you're not qualified enough. Quitting out of wisdom is what I hope this episode will help you with because it's when you recognize that staying is costing you more than it's giving to you. Like coming to the decision to leave a toxic workplace, leave a bad relationship, leave your current career path in search of something more fulfilling, things like that. What's funny is saying all of that out loud, I can recognize that in 2021, I left a bad relationship. In 2022, I left my interior design career path for my coaching business. And in 2023, I left an old friend group. And then in 2025, I left group fitness. It's important to note that none of these decisions were made lightly. They all required months of thought. And in the end, I came to the conclusion that I would rather regret trying and failing than not trying and living in the state of misery I was in with each of those situations. And that was the feelings of regret going into it. Those were the worries. After the fact, I am happy to report that I do not regret leaving my relationship, jumping ship on my career path, stepping away from old friends, and saying bye to F45. I feel confident in those decisions because my life has continuously improved as a result of my decisions to quit. Actually, now that I think about it, most of my clients come to me to help them with their own versions of quitting or at least needing help with making the decision to see whether they want to quit something or not. And what I have most of them do first is to try to improve their current situation. And that's doing what's within their control to make friends, to enjoy the work they're doing, to communicate effectively. I have them really try so they can alleviate some of their feelings of misery while we work on a new plan. Or what also happens, or what could happen, is it changes their view of what's currently going on in their life, and they don't actually need to change anything physically or environmentally, just their own mindset and how they are showing up in their life. But persevering through a tough situation is not easy, and it's not for everyone. It doesn't mean you're weak. In fact, it's the opposite. It shows a great deal of strength to let go of something that is no longer for you, instead of staying to try to make something work when it's definitely not working, and you're basically pushing a giant boulder up a hill until one day you don't have the strength to carry it anymore and it crushes you, which looks like burnout, having no energy for anything else in your life, lots of tears, the occasional panic attack, frequently getting sick, feeling like you need a punching bag on standby, or if you're me, then it's going on a rage run. A lot of quitting comes from having a high level of self-awareness, or a lot of strategic quitting, I guess I should say, comes from having a high level of self-awareness. So you can identify what is helping you versus hurting you. And part of that identification is knowing whether you're feeling drained or feeling challenged and how to tell the difference. Because on the surface, both will exhaust you, increase your stress, and will cause anxiety. So how do you know when it's the type of exhaustion, stress, and anxiety that's good for you, that's forcing you to grow, or when it's the type that is setting off alarm bells for you to walk away and it's holding you back? Well, start with asking yourself, if you're learning anything new, is there any sense of progress or delayed gratification or excitement that comes with that exhausted feeling? If you're stressed, are you stressed but you're being pushed to problem solve and think on your feet and you're being forced to grow? Because then I would say you're feeling challenged and you should persevere through this tough time because it'll make you better as a result. If you are constantly feeling exhausted and can reflect on the last few weeks and see that you're doing everything right, but you're not getting any sense of accomplishment, then you're feeling drained, and it's probably time to take a step back from what's not working. Or when it comes to stress, do you feel stressed and it feels like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel that's impossible to get off of, and no matter what you do or how much effort you put in, you constantly feel undervalued and underappreciated or working towards nothing in particular? Then that means you're also in a draining situation. That was my situation with F45. I think the difference between feeling drained and feeling challenged is asking yourself, if given the option, would you choose this again for yourself? Sometimes you just need some support or patience, and other times you need to exit. But it's your level of self-awareness to recognize the kind of discomfort you're facing and if it's going to have long-term benefits or if it's simply not working. But being a winner in the realm of quitting means knowing when it's time to cut your losses and walk away before the cost is too high. And for you as the individual, it's knowing what that means for you. What is your I've had enough moment? And then what are you going to do when you get there? And after the fact. Going back to that F45 example, I realized my time was coming to a close around the end of January because the owner was adamant on the trainers taking 2 classes a week every week without pay and on our own time, but in class times, to which I set a very hard boundary of that's not possible for me from a schedule standpoint and for my body, as I was already very overtrained and only working out twice a week on my own, using my own knowledge of programming and rest periods and exercises that my body needed. As a result, the owner cut my schedule in half. I went from 8 to 10 classes a week to 5. And then at the beginning of February, I caught the flu. And the owner once again went to cut my schedule and told me to work out instead of coach the morning class. And this was said to me 24 hours after I had a 103.4 fever. Towards the end of February, I reached my tipping point. It was when I found out through another trainer that the owner was now docking my pay without communicating to me that she was doing so all of a sudden. And when approached, she got mad at the other trainer for informing me and then looped it back to me not taking 2 classes a week. The toxic energy and the complete and utter disrespect was taking a toll on my life outside of the studio. And this is a very, very part-time job, mind you. And remember a few minutes ago when I mentioned you need to come up with a timeline and a game plan? Well, I spoke with my coach on what my plan was at the end of January and how I was going to fill my newfound free time and mentally preparing for the temporary adjustment in my income with the energetic hopes that it will come back tenfold with newer and better opportunities that relate to my passion in making an impact in the world. And fast forward to now, I'm free. I'm relieved. I'm happy to be rid of that place, but more specifically, that owner. And don't even get me started on the high level of toxic behavior I received with sending my resignation letter in. Oh man. But pushing through something to save face or to prove a point is only going to end up hurting you. It's not a flex when you know deep down that it's just not working in your life anymore. And that's okay. You're going to continue to grow in your life, which means you'll come across new experiences, people, or opportunities that are going to subconsciously ask you to step up or step aside. Quitting lets you step aside to step up. It's letting go of what's no longer for you to make room for something better, while also making sure that you are thinking something through and not making an impulsive decision based on the heightened emotions you're in right now. Because the world and other people are going to test you, and sometimes passing that test means eliminating that person from your life. And other times, passing means working hard. Both lead to growth. It's how you feel about that situation and what's next for you that will determine whether you actually are growing or if you are the one getting in your own way and simply giving up when the going gets tough. It's a decision only you can make for yourself. Of course, I can help you come to whatever decision is going to support you best and help you create the plan that needs to be put in place to support said decision. But at the end of the day, it's your life. And it's a learning experience because sometimes you're going to quit something and not feel like a winner. And other times you're going to quit something and it's the best thing you could have done for yourself. So give yourself some grace and know that with time, you're going to be smarter with what and whom you decide to quit. Because remember, sometimes quitters are the winners. And that is how I'm going to wrap up this episode. So if you liked what you heard, if you feel better about quitting or know someone who doesn't know whether quitting is the right thing to do for their situation or not, then please share this episode, send it to a friend, post it on social media, give me a 5-star rating. Help me help as many 20-somethings as I can. And as always, I can't wait to be in your headphones again next week with another brand new episode.